Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation. Sheep and other listeners, please turn to the book of Proverbs. We're reading from the Old Testament King James Version of the Bible. We will go to chapter 6, verse 16, and it starts at the same. These six things doeth the Lord hates, yea, seven are abomination unto him: a proud look, two, a lying tongue, and that is a lying tongue, a hand that sheds innocent blood. That means that you should not kill your baby, have an abortion, or anything like that. Don't kill anyone. Even if you're robbing and stealing, don't kill anyone. A heart that deceiveth, that deviseth wicked imagination. Feet that are swift in running into mischief. And let me read that one again. I think that's the fourth thing. And a heart that devises wicked imagination. Number five, feet that be swift in running into mischief. And number seven, a false witness that speaketh lies and soweth discord among brethren. Discord means conflict. So those are the seven things that God hates. You are not to do them. And let me just say them again so you'll know. Those who are listening to this program, call your friends. Tell them to listen in. There may be something that I will say that will be a benefit to them as well as to you. Now, the things that God hates, it lists six things here. And also the seventh thing, a proud look is one. Two is a lying tongue. 3 are hands that shed innocent blood. 4 a heart that deceiveth wicked imaginations. 5 feet that be swift in running to mischief. 7 a false witness that speaketh lies and discord, and soweth discord among brethren. To sow means to plant or scatter or put in someone's mind a conflict. You don't want to do that. I have read to you from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, and it says in verse 20, you should hear this too. It says, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of your mothers. Be obedient to your moms. Okay? That's it. If you don't have a mother, I'll be your mother. I'm an old woman. Thank God for that. Thank God at a blessing. Well, to the listeners, as well as to the hearers and doers of his word. Let's say a little prayer right now. Our Father in heaven, as usual, you and Yeshua or Jesus are always welcome at any show where I am to feed your sheep. As I was told to do many years ago, many years past, you told me to feed your sheep. Hopefully you have given me many listeners, and if not, I will be speaking to you as well as Yeshua. I don't think that you will turn your back from me. You will listen. You will listen. Father, thank you for keeping me safe from the enemy, Satan, known better as the devil. Thank you for the good weather that we are having right now in Detroit. It's cold outside, but thank you anyway for it being cold outside and keeping us sheep from natural as well as chemical disasters. Thank you for allowing us to have a right mind and good health and prosperity. I say this in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, sheep and listeners, what I want you to do is turn to your Bibles to Genesis chapter 3. That's where I have my notes. And before I do that, let me introduce myself. I usually forget to do that all the time. Well, most of the time, or some of the time I forget. But I just remember, this is the Feed My Sheep Show. Happy Friday, everyone. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Thank you for listening. You could have been somewhere else listening or doing something else, but I thank you for listening. This, I want you to have peas handy. Just in case you might want to take a note, you are to have your pen, pencil, and paper so that you can jot down whatever note you want to take. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and as many of you, as well as most of you know, that Sabbath is observed starting on Friday evening, like Now, it's Friday evening here in Detroit, and it will end Saturday evening. If you don't have a good Sabbath, find one in Detroit. I know that there is one on, oh, Lord, I forgot the addresses, but there is one in, oh, Lord, I'm thinking Palmer Park. It's close to Palmer Park. And then there is another one, Great Faith Ministries, and I believe that is on Grand River. Those are churches that are open that I know of Saturdays. Plus, there is another one, but I forget where it is. And I have a girlfriend that goes to the church on Saturday. I forget where that is. I really do forget. And I don't mean to forget, but I will. So, sheep, I want you all to turn to Genesis chapter 3. I will start reading from there. Plus, I have taken some notes that I want you all to remember. And where did I put my notes? And I said, I want you sheep to remember. Here they are. Let me see. I told you, last week I asked you all to look up the word ground, if you can see it. I know that I have it in my dictionary, but my dictionary has small writing, and I can't see as well as I used to. Did you find anything different? I hope so. I will tell you that what I have learned in this chapter, evening and the morning were like the first day, and God said, let us make man in our image. And then on chapter 1, verses 27, he said, they created male and female in their image. I suppose we look like God. And what I want you all to understand, and I'm saying this, I have looked up, well, as far as I know, ground is dark brown or black dirt. You don't see any white ground or white dirt unless it is infected. So God created, to me, he created dark-skinned people. And I don't know, again, I don't know where the white-skinned people come from unless it is, I heard a guy say on television, Anunnaki made man. And Anunnaki, so you can look this up, write down A-N-U-N-N-A-K-I. I don't know who they are. Are they gods? They say they created man. And then I'm thinking that the Anunnaki, man, I don't know. I really don't know. I wonder, because they're always traveling into space as well as doing archaeology digs. They want to know. There is another story by a person named Gilgamesh. Write this down. I got this when I was in college. It's G-I-L-G-A-M-E-S-H. What you want to know is that Noah has the same story, similar to Gilgamesh. And what I can remember from that class is that Gilgamesh's story was out thousands of years before Noah. And they're talking about the same thing. So that's what I want you sheep to know. And let me start reading in verse, excuse me, I am burping. I need to turn to Genesis chapter 3 and let us read. It says, now the serpent was a more subtle and I forgot what that word subtle means. Let me see if I can find it. Subtle means crafty. He was shrewd. Any other beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, ye had, God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto him, unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst. In the midst means middle of the garden. God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch, lest you die. And my question is, what kind of fruit was that? They were not to touch or eat of. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Well, we know evil. We know so much evil and a little bit of good. The evil thing that happened this past week in Florida, that was sure enough evil. That was really bad. All those children and some adults losing their lives because of one individual. And let me just say that individual was white. Let me pick up at verse 6. And when the woman saw the fruit was good for food and that it was pleasant for the eyes and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the tree of fruit. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now God specifically told Adam not to eat of the tree in the midst of the garden. He told him that he would surely die. As I read to you in chapter, I think it was in chapter 2, suppose I'm thinking that Adam didn't quite believe God, because he should not have eaten off of that tree. Verse 7, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Sheep, what did they sew together? You're right. You're listening. they sewed fig leaves together to make what? Themselves an apron. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam said to his wife, cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And God said, well, it says he said, and he said, I told you that you was naked. Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. What fruit was that? I don't know. I have heard one man say something that I totally disagree with. He should not have said that. Nonetheless, I'm not going to repeat what he said. But I want to know, what fruit did he eat? And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled means deceived me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou that done this, thou art cursed above cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman. Enmity means between you and the woman. Thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow in thy contraception. And that's like having childbirth or getting pregnant and having a baby. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth a child, and desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened, that means listened, unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of your life, of thy life. Thistles shall bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat of herbs of the field. And the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for thou from out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife Eve, his wife named Eve. He did not say Steve. He said Eve. He called his woman, his wife, a woman named Eve, because she was the mother of all living things. And Adam also, and unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make a coat of skin and clothe them. And the Lord said, excuse me, my computer just went down. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of as us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he be put forth hand and take him to the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Verse 26. Let me see. Then he drove men out of the, and he placed them east of the Garden of Eden, cherubim and flaming sword, which was turned every way to keep away of the tree of life. I read that bad. I want you sheep to read it for yourselves, and you know, think about it. I hope that you have gained something from the reading of that. Let me see. I left off at Job 28, and let's turn your Bibles to Job 28. And I will read as much of that to you as I can. It says, surely there is a vein. A vein is like a mine for the silver and a place for the gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth and brass is molded out of stone. He setteth an end to darkness and stretches out all perfections. And I'm saying that it's like street lights, I guess. I'm thinking that he setteth an end to darkness, and the only way that you can do that is by having light. So he's bringing in light to set an end to darkness. And verse number 3, and the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. I am not getting enough light to see this. If it's not one thing, it's another. I'm doing like Adam just did. It was the woman. She gave him to eat. It is off the tree. He's blaming someone else. And I'm doing the same thing. It is my eyes, or it's the light in here. Maybe that's what I need to do. Change the lighting in my room so I can see what I'm reading. Verse 4. The flood breaketh out from inhabitants, even the waters forgotten of the foot. They are dried up. They are gone away from men. As far as the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it is turned up as it were fire. The stone's place of sapphire, and it has dust of gold. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eyes have not seen. The lion whelps, and that's like the lion cubs, have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion pass by it. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturneth the mountain by the rocks. He cutteth out rivers among the rocks, and his eyes seeth every precious thing. He bindeth the flood by overflowing, from overflowing, and the things that is hid bringeth he forth to the light. But where shall wisdom be found, and where it is placed, and where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the mind, neither is it found in the land of the living. And what is that he's talking about? He's talking about wisdom and understanding. Now, verse 14, the deaf said, it is not in me. And the sea said, it is not in me. It cannot be gotten out of gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with, what do you say, orphans, with the precious onyx or sapphire. And let me read verse 16 again in your hearing, for your hearing, and hopefully you will understand what I'm saying. He cannot be valued with the gold of Ophrah, and that's a place. I don't know. That's a place where King Solomon got his gold and stuff from. It is somewhere in Israel, coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. When you get an opportunity, sheep, look up the word Ophir, and that is a town, Ophrah, where he got his precious, it says here, with the precious onyx or sapphire. Verse 17, the gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold, nor mention shall be made of coral or pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. With the when then cometh wisdom, and where is the place of understanding? Seeing is hid from the eyes of all living, and keep close from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death waves, we have heard the fame thereof with our eyes. God, understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof, for he looketh to the end of the earth, and seeth under the whole heaven, to make the way of the wind and the weight of the waters by measure. When he made Judah back on, I guess then, when he, I am in verse 26, when he made it a decree for rain and a way for the lightning and the thunder. And let me read that again too for your hearing. Then did he see it and declare it and search out. And unto men he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. And that is the reading of chapter 28. And I have read on my showing on the web page this week. It says Job 27, but I read Job 27 last week, and he has not been doing any of the wrong things that these men, his so-called friends, are accusing him of. And right now, he's talking about gold and silver and other things, and understanding and wisdom, and where he can't find them anywhere on this earth. You know, you can't buy them with gold or silver. You have to get it through understanding and under knowledge. Wisdom is what you will learn. That's what I'm thinking. And right now, I'm going to say to you all who are listening to me, to this program, I am trying to feed his sheep like he has said. And hopefully I will see better. I hope. So that I can read to you better. It is very frustrating when you want to do for the Lord and you can't do what you used to could do and say what you used to could say. It is very frustrating. Let me find. This is what I want to do, say a closing prayer, because I'm almost out of time. We're going to say an ending prayer of our lesson today, and I hope that you have learned something from it, the lesson that I read to you. And if you didn't understand what I read to you in chapter 28 of Job, you read over it for yourself, sheep. And I want you to look up an understanding of the word ground. I'm saying that all people come from the ground, and I don't know where white people came from. And I want you to understand that. They said, even the History Channel said what I had heard off the radio from another preacher, saying that the a group of scientists in the olden days or ancient days called the Anunnaki, and that's spelled A-N-U-N-N-A-K-A. I want you to look those people up, and if there's anything else that you can learn from them, know they are gods. And what they did was they came and tried to make the white men, I suppose, slaves. And we are slaves because of our disobedience. From what I can remember in school, slaves were brought to this country in 1619 and landed in Jamestown, Virginia. So in 2019, this is why you should read your Bibles by yourself. God wants you to know what will happen to you. And I want everyone read chapter 13 of Isaiah. I want you all to read that too. If you're having these mixed babies, when God comes, there is going to be, you're going to be out of order. He's not going to stand for that. Read that. Chapter 13 of Isaiah. Let's say an ending prayer. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for watching over us, sheep, and keeping us protected, Satan, better known as the devil. Thank you for keeping us and giving us prosperity, health, and right mind, and all the good things that you give. Thank you so much. And as usual, I want you sheep to purchase my book on Amazon. I write fiction books. I want you to get The Unseen, The Passion, and The Broken Plant by Sondra Harris. That's S-O-N-D-R-A Harris.
Help your children.
God loves you.
And don't let them fall.
But God loves you more.
By the side.
Whoever is giggling
on the road.
On the phone. Shut up.
To love one another,
but I definitely tell you
that heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus,
and I wish you would move that switchboard off of my program. I pay for that program. I do not pay for
that
switchboard.
And I know. We've got to walk on.
We gotta walk on through.
Walk on through temptation. 'Cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand.
I
know the truth. And His word will be our salvation.
Salvation.
Lift up our hearts.